Youngstown Catholic Diocese Bishop David Bonar and Congressman Michael Rooley are reacting after a shooting outside the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Rooley tells WKBN-TV he was about 30 feet from President Trump when the situation unfolded Saturday night, describing how Secret Service and SWAT teams flooded the room within seconds. The Salem Republican called the moment intense and said he has never seen that level of response before. In a statement, Bishop Bonar condemned the violence, saying there is no room for it and calling for peace and action to address gun violence. A cold case dating back more than 25 years has been solved. Authorities say 81-year-old Larry Drotleff of Euclid has confessed to dismembering his father, Lawrence Drotleff, whose remains were discovered in two suitcases in Tuscarawas County in 1998. The suitcases were found days apart in Dover and Jefferson Townships, but investigators were unable to identify the remains. DNA testing in 2023 linked the remains to a family member. Drotleff reportedly told detectives he found his father dead, cut up the body, and disposed of the remains. He faces charges for stealing more than $246,000 in his father's Social Security and pension benefits. He cannot be charged for abuse of a corpse due to the statute of limitations. A Portage County case involving serious allegations has taken a major turn. A woman who accused a Kent State University student of rape and kidnapping is now charged with falsification after investigators say she made false statements. Meanwhile, 20-year-old Jaden Proctor has pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor assault charge with more serious felony counts dismissed. Prosecutors say the decision came after the accuser provided multiple different accounts and later recanted key claims. The woman is scheduled to be arraigned May 6th. A woman is dead after a two-car crash near East Liverpool Saturday night. The Highway Patrol says 26-year-old Caitlin Williams of Negley was killed when a pickup truck crossed the center line and struck her SUV. The collision occurred around 7:30 on State Route 170 in St. Clair Township. The other driver, a 41-year-old man from East Palestine, was not injured. The road was closed for a time, and the investigation is ongoing. A Columbiana man is headed to prison for a brutal attack on a woman last year. A judge ordered 66-year-old Frederick Harriff to serve 39 to 44 and a half years. Prosecutors say he beat the woman with a bat, tried to strangle her, and set her Fairfield Township home on fire during the June 2025 incident. The victim told the court she fought for her life for nearly an hour. Harriff pleaded guilty to charges including attempted murder, arson, and kidnapping. A suspicious death investigation is underway in Austintown. Police were called just before 4 p.m. Sunday to the 1100 block of South Raccoon Road, where officers focused their investigation on a home across from the middle school. WKBN-TV reports authorities have not released details about the victim or said whether any suspects have been identified. One person is in the hospital after a shooting in Youngstown Saturday afternoon. Police say it happened around 1 p.m. in the 200 block of Redondo Avenue. The victim was taken to the hospital and is listed in stable condition. A Youngstown man is facing charges after a high-speed police chase through Boardman Thursday night. Police say 20-year-old Guillermo Santos is charged with failure to comply and has been cited for speeding, reckless operation, failure to control, and hit skip. Officers say the pursuit began around 9:30 after a traffic stop was initiated for speeding and reached up to 100 miles per hour. On Route 224 and I-680. Authorities say Santos struck two vehicles before the chase ended when a blown tire forced him to stop. Two Youngstown police officers were involved in a crash Saturday night, but no injuries were reported. It happened around 9 p.m. at Wick and Rayan Avenues. A police cruiser had heavy front-end damage, and an unmarked vehicle was also involved. A light pole was knocked down, and the area was temporarily closed. Police say the cause is still under investigation. A Youngstown man is facing felony charges after an indictment in connection with an assault at a Boardman motel. 41-year-old Kenneth Spivey is charged with felonious assault and misdemeanor assault following a February 21st incident at the Town & Country Motel. Spivey is accused of attacking the motel owners during a dispute over a rented room, leaving one of them seriously injured. Spivey is scheduled for arraignment May 5th in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court. A 7th District Appeals Court judge is looking to join a federal lawsuit over Ohio's judicial ballot law. Judge Mark Hanai has filed a motion to intervene in a case challenging a 2021 law that requires party affiliation for appellate and Supreme Court candidates. The suit was filed by Ohio Supreme Court Justice Jennifer Bruner, who argues the law violates constitutional rights. Hanai opposes the challenge and wants to defend the law on free speech grounds. A federal judge will decide if he can join the case. Youngstown State University held an open house Saturday at its Steubenville location to showcase programs and enrollment options. The event was held at the Sunset Boulevard facility, where visitors met with faculty, explored degree programs, and got help with applications and financial aid. The site was acquired after Eastern Gateway Community College closed in 2024. A former CEO of a Sharon, Pennsylvania-based healthcare nonprofit has been sentenced to more than 3 years in prison in a multi-million-dollar fraud case. On Thursday, a federal judge issued the sentence to Drew Pierce, who pleaded guilty in October to conspiracy to commit wire and mail fraud, along with money laundering. Prosecutors say the scheme involved kickbacks, shell companies, and fraudulent invoices that diverted funds from the primary health network over nearly a decade. Two co-defendants have also been sentenced. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.